Get ready. Don't touch that dial. Welcome to New Life Ministries broadcast. I'm Pastor Gregory Tenney of the Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust you will enjoy today's broadcast. Good morning. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we ought to rejoice and be glad in it. Remember my saying, it says, get ready, because the best is yet to come. I want to thank you for tuning in to this broadcast, 88.1, the best radio station on this side of Sin Law. And I take my hats off to this radio station because they have worked with me so diligently, and I take my hats off to Wade Hampton because let me just tell you, he is fantastic. And sometimes we need to think about those who help us and those who do things for us. And preachers, sometimes we ought to just, even in the work of our ministry, we ought to bless those who bless us. And I just wanted to throw that in for free to those preachers, those pastors that come through and by the way of this radio station, is that sometimes we need to do just a little bit more. We need to bless those who bless us. And when someone works with us and helps us, it's all right to bless somebody sometime. Because look, guess what? We always stand in the need of a blessing. And note this here, my brothers and sisters, that God always blesses us. So why shouldn't we bless other folks? And we have a problem with blessing folks sometimes. We have a problem with digging deep. We have a problem with putting a little change out of our pocket. As a matter of fact, that's all we want to do is pull out some change. But sometimes we just need to just stop, take a rewind, and note that God wants us to help our brothers and sisters along the way. Look, let's pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for this day, this opportunity. We thank you for everything that you've done for us, for you have brought us from a mighty long ways. And God, we know that you are a supplier. You supply our every needs. You look beyond our faults, God, and we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done for us, everything you've done to us, and everything that you're about to do for us in the years to come. We ask you, Lord, for a special blessing upon each and every one in this city. For God, you know that this is a time and this is a day where we are participating in voting. And Lord, we just ask you, Lord, that you would touch the minds and the spirits of the people, that they would get out and exercise the right that is given to them, the right that many have lost their lives for, and that is the right to vote. And we just ask you, Lord, that you would touch their spirits, that they would go out, they would vote, they would look at the candidates, and they would make the best decision that is laid before us. We thank you, we praise you, we magnify you, and we lift you up. Look, there is a passage of scripture that is favorite to me, and it shows that God owns everything, and that is the passage of scripture where it says in the 24th book of Psalms, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, for the world and they that dwell therein, for he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean hands and pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul into vanity, nor sown deceitfully, he shall receive the blessings of the Lord and righteousness of his salvation. This is the generation that seek thy faith, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And guess what? The King of glory come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. There is another familiar passage of scripture. It goes by the way of John 3:16, and where God has done the miraculous for us and have given us, he say, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Here you have the man that had the deed of ownership. And then not only does he have the deed of ownership, He sent to us his only begotten son to give us life and life more abundant. If you're not shouting, I'm shouting right here for you. You know, that is the that is something in itself. For God to look beyond our faults, look beyond our failures, look beyond all of those things that is not right about us, and he sent to us a gift that would change our lives forever. And my brothers and sisters, you got to know that God is able to do everything but fail. And I'm so glad that even in the midst of him owning everything, even in the midst of him sending us a gift, you got to know that there's always some enemy that tried to attack you. But the 37th book of Psalms says, "The fret not thyself because you ain't heard me of evildoers, for they will be cut off." So you ain't got to worry about it. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about dealing with folk that have evil thoughts or evil transactions against you, because guess what? The God we serve, he will take care of you. Isn't it good to know that he comforts you, he gives you everything you need? Because look, in the 23rd book of Psalms, it says so boldly that the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. For he what? Maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still water. And in the top of all of that, he got the audacity of restoring our soul. Isn't it good to know that even though you're not worthy, the God we serve restores your soul? Look, my brothers and sisters, I just want to share this with you. This is a time of election. This is a time of voting. This is a time where we get the opportunity to place in office those people who have the best interests for our cities, our states, and our government and everything. And look, you need to examine every candidate and look at what they have to offer. And look here, my brothers and sisters, if the plate ain't broke, don't fix it. You ain't heard me. Look here. If what we have exemplifies to be better than what's coming about, then you need to leave it just like it is. If it's not broke, don't fix it. And look, you need to get out, exercise your vote. You know, this is a very, very, very valuable time that we have. This is very important to our lives, because so much is going on. This world is not like I'm used to seeing. So much is happening. It is shown. I have never seen things that I've been seeing in my lifetime. Violence and police brutality and corruption and folk going against one another and all of these different things that are sprouting out. Look, and I don't want to be labeled a red state or a blue state. I am a citizen of the United States of America. Not red, not blue, not black, nor purple. You ain't about to label me red and blue. I am a citizen of the United States of America. You are a citizen of the United States of America. And whether it's red or blue, whether it's Republican or Democrat or independent, let me just tell you this here. Don't look at the party, but look at the person. Oh, you didn't hear me. Don't look at the party, but look at the person. And I know a lot of preachers out of town want to say you don't mix state church and politics, and you don't mix church and all of that. But let me just enlighten your heart. You do whatever you have to do to lead your people right, to tell your people the right thing. No, you can't tell somebody. It is not ethical or good to tell somebody who to vote for. But it sure is a good thing to let folk know about each and every person that is running for office. And look, we got to know that God is able to lift us up beyond this COVID-19. This has stayed with us too long. This has lingered with us too long. And it's simply because leadership have not stepped up to the plate and have not done their part in trying to lead people to do the right thing. I believe in science. If scientists tell you one thing, I am not going to listen at somebody or someone, whoever it is, that don't know anything about science. Science have carried us this far. And God places everything in our lives for a reason. There are doctors for a reason. There are preachers for a reason. There are teachers for a reason. There are lawyers for a reason. There are clerks for a reason. There are secretaries for a reason. You ain't heard me. Everybody has a place in this society, and it's time that we stop trying to dictate to others that we have the educational experience to be the general, to be the colonel, to be the everybody can't, one person can't be everything. And I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that we need to get it together. We need to go out. I'm asking all young folk, I'm saying to all young folk, I'm not like other preachers. Go out and vote. Go out and exercise the right that many people have died for, many people have suffered for, many people have went through all types of turmoil and things in order for you to be able to vote. And you have the audacity to sit there and act like voting don't have no power. My brothers and sisters, if you don't vote, it's just like putting the villain, you ain't heard me, in office. So you need to exercise your right. I'm saying to you, exercise your right. Do what you're led by God to do. And let me tell you something. God instituted government, and he did it for a reason. So you got to know that God wants us to do what's right. Look at your candidate. Examine them. Put out that old corrupt stuff that everybody's throwing in. Because if you run a corrupt campaign, guess what? You're going to be corrupt when you get in office. You ain't heard me. And yes, I said it. I want you to know, stay tuned into this broadcast. And look, Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church is having their church 112th year anniversary this Sunday at 9 a.m. where Pastor Earl Williams of the Christian Baptist Church of Buckeye, Louisiana will be the guest speaker. Look, you are invited to come and be a part where we equip the saints, evangelize the sinner, and we enhance society as one church ministering hope to four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. We need your donations. We need you to help us out to send your donations. Make it payable to Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church. And you can mail it to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana, 71360. That's Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church, 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana, 71360. Look, get ready for the best is yet to come. Go out and exercise your right to vote, 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 and vote. May God bless you and keep you, is my prayer. You've just heard New Life Ministries of Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, 4800 Smith Avenue. Your love, gifts, and offerings are greatly appreciated. You can send all donations to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana, 71360. At Second Nazarene, we equip the saints, evangelize the sinner, and enhancing this society as one church ministering hope to four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. We'll see you next time. Thank you, and may God bless you.
WYT, Lake Charles, 100.1.
Thank you for joining us on the radio. My name is Pastor Grady Blackwell, First St. Mark Baptist Church. We're a church that's seeking the lost and lifting the found. So I just want you to know that I'm glad that you are here. Tell everybody that Grady Blackwell and the First St. Mark Baptist Church is on the air.
Let's all say, man, truly is a great pleasure to fellowship with each and every one of you all, to bring you words of encouragement, just to let you know that there is a God and he is alive and he lives forevermore. Amen. I'd like to welcome everyone to the First St. Mark Ministry Inspiration Service at First St. Mark, which is located 1624 Reed Avenue in Alexandria, Louisiana, under the leadership of Pastor Grady Blackwell. Here I am, yours truly, Robert C. Lee, the pastor of New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, filling in for Pastor Grady Blackwell this morning. So let us all just say thank you once more and again. Amen. Because we, you know, like the old people of old would say, that if I had 1,000 tongues, I just wouldn't be able to thank him enough. Amen. On Friday, October the 30th, between 5:30 and 8 p.m., the Deacon Bobby Smith Trunk and Treat will be held at First St. Mark Baptist Church, located at 1624 Reed Avenue. Amen. There will be free hot dogs, candy, and treats for all the kids. So please bring your kids out. That's Friday, October the 30th. And also on Wednesday, October the 28th, there will be a fundraiser. Amen. And they will be selling dinners, and all dinners are $6.50 per plate. And this Wednesday, there will be turkey wings, rice and gravy, green beans, sweet potatoes, drink, cake, and roll. Amen. So we're looking forward to seeing each and every one of you all helping and lifting a hand and volunteering and doing the best that you can. Amen. Amen. As I said earlier, my name is Robert Lee, pastor of New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, located 1823 McEnry, M-C-E-N-E-R-Y Avenue, here in Alexandria, Louisiana. And today I would just like to share a word of inspiration by just simply saying we each have our own role in spreading the good news. Let me say that again. I say we each have our own role in spreading the good news. Now, Ephesians chapter 4, the 11th and the 16th verse states, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measures of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait for deceit, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him all things which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplied, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to his holy word and also to the hearers and doers of his word. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you right now. We give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. Oh, Father God, we thank you for another opportunity just to fellowship in your darling son Jesus' name. And Father God, as we come with these words of encouragement, we pray that what be said here today be not a hindrance unto anyone, but be used for the further edification of your kingdom. Oh, Father God, we come and thanking you for your word, because we realize that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Also, we realize that it's your word that will change the hearts of man. So, Heavenly Father, we just want to give you praise today, and we want to give you honor, and we want to give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. As I said earlier, we each have our own role in spreading the good news. And, you know, as we all know, the structure of the church, it has various different departments in it, various different levels, and, you know, the highest level would be the pastor, and then so forth and so on. And we each have roles in what we do and what we are required to do. But the most important part is that we need to realize that we each and every one of us have a mission. For remember when Jesus was 12 years old and he had tarried around behind in Jerusalem after the Passover, when his mother and father caught up with him in the synagogue, sitting amongst the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and they asked him and they said, "Why did you tarry?" He said, "Don't you know I must be about my father's business?" So in being about our Father's business, that means that we got to share the good news and let people know that there is a God that is saving everybody. Amen. All you got to do is just come to him. For remember in the book of Romans, it said that if thou confess with the mouth and believe in the heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, then you can be saved. Salvation is free. Amen. All you got to do is just be willing to accept it. And then when you accept it, then there is where the scripture tells us that we are the light of the world. So as being the light of the world, now it's time for us to be an example. And it's not always all about the words that come out of my mouth. It's about the action that I do, the things that I do as I live this life. See, in being an example, I got to let people know that just because other people do this don't mean that I have to do it. That's why the word encourages us to separate ourselves. You say, be in the world, but what not of the world? To separate ourselves. You see, my brothers and sisters, we don't all have the same role. Some of us are called to be apostles, those who will go out and preach in areas of the world where the message is new. Others will become ministers or priests who will shepherd those who have come to faith. Some of us are called to serve in various different ways. Amen. I know people who have begun food pantries or food kitchen in feeding the needy, amen. And there are people who have opened up their homes to abuse women and children, amen. Also, I know people who volunteer their time to help out in these places, amen. Because remember, we all have to be servant, and we have to, and being a servant, that means we do service work. And when we're doing service work, that means we're helping in some way or another. Amen. You see, Paul is warning us to remain faithful to the gospel. We have often spoken about those who would try to lure us away with their own interpretations of what God wants. Whenever we are in doubt of the validity of the teachings of someone, we have Luke's own words in the prologue to his gospel. It says he told us that he wrote so that we could be sure in the teachings that we have received. That's why the Bible encourages us to always study to show ourselves approved unto God. Because when we study the word for ourselves, then we learn what is required of ourselves so that we can live a lifestyle that is pleasing in the eyesight of God. So that means that when we go about and we being about our Father's business, we are not subject to fall into the traps and the snares that the world have out there that can consume us. But to stay on that path, which is straight and narrow, and continue to walk and live the way God wants us to live. So I come to you today with words of encouragement, just to encourage you to be a little bit more about God's business. You see, I heard it said that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. So I come today to encourage you to be a laborer for the Lord and let somebody know that there is a God, and he is in the saving business. He's in the healing business. He's in the redeeming business. He's there for you no matter what is going on in your life. So I just want to know how many of you want to give him praise today. You see, how many of you want to give him praise today? You see, my brothers and sisters, we should have a mind like Christ. And when we have a mind like Christ, that means we should preach and teach the way Jesus did. We should do things the way Jesus did. And the most important thing that we need to incorporate in our lives is love. Love our brothers and our sisters. You know, it said, how can you say you love the Father which is in heaven when you can't love your neighbor? Amen. So in being about our Father's business, and as we go about spreading the good news, as we go about telling somebody about this man that we know that can save anybody, let us always do it in love. And let us continue to express love toward one another. No matter what your gift may be, no matter what your talent may be, just continue to be about God's business. Because truly God is a great God. And that's why I come today to give him praise and just say thank you and give him glory, because truly he is worthy. Amen, amen, and amen. So let us remember, we each have our own role in spreading the good news. Let me say that again. We each have our own role in spreading the good news. Amen. So let us continue to tell people what thus said the Lord. Let us continue to live our lifestyle that is pleasing in the eyesight of God. Let us continue to serve him to the best of our ability. Let us continue to love him, but most importantly, love each and every person that we encounter. So as we just want to say thank you, Lord, and we want to say thank you for calling us to our mission. And we want to let you know, oh Heavenly Father, that we are depending upon you to lead us in the way you need us to go. Amen. Continue to lead us. You know, that was an old song that the old people used to sing that's just say, walk with me, Lord. So we just want to ask you to continue to walk with us and talk with us and lead us and guide us all along the way. In the mighty and gracious name of Jesus, we come to you today. And remember, remember, what you do for God will last. Amen, amen, and amen. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this moment. We thank you for the words that have gone forth. And we pray that everything that has been said has been said in with a good rapport and meets your approval, so that your people will continue to grow and become all that you desire for them to be. In Jesus' name we pray and ask all of our blessing. Amen. This has been the First St. Mark Ministry Moment. Amen. And this is yours truly, Robert Lee, pastor of New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, located 1623 McHenry Avenue. Amen. Give God some praise. Give God some praise. Give God some praise. And my phone, you can contact us at 318-416-2130. We have service every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God.
Thank you for listening to us on KYT FM. Look, we appreciate you listening to us. We want you to tell everybody. If you want to correspond with us, it's First St. Mark Baptist Church, Alexander, Louisiana, 1624 Reed Avenue in the old Army Quarter. So if you want to contact us, 318-589-8129. Call us. Let us know how you feel or what you'd like to hear on the air from First St. Mark Baptist Church.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1.